Got the penalty, and we knew we were getting a run off. Knew the play was gonna, knew the clock was gonna run, and so got everybody lined up. You know, we should have been able to get two plays off. You know, we thought that the it was a little the operation. You know, getting the ball down and the clock started was a little, you know, it was a little bit weird. But should have been able to get two plays off, but. You know, we went as fast as we could.
Why weren't you able to get two plays off? Was it the way, or
I don't know what happened. I mean, you know, the operation seemed kind of weird right there, but I don't know.
So did the referee hold you up at all until, like, right when the clock started? Mm-hmm. You were aware that the clock started, did he hold you up?
Yeah, he was holding, he was holding the center up and then wound the clock when he was backing up, so I don't know.
Was there a thought to spike the ball just to kill the clock?
No, because, I mean, we should have been able to get two plays off. I mean,
at the end of the game, there matter. Are those plays coming in from the bench, or are you calling those?
They're coming in from the bench.
Will you go home and watch the Bears-Eagles game tonight?
Yeah.
You haven't had enough drama for one day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll – I mean, we know what's at stake. We knew that we had our chances to not have to go home and watch the game. But, you know, now, you know, obviously, our fate kind of lies with the Eagles.
What did you think changed in the second half? Steelers get 21 points in the third quarter. What do you think led to some of those results for the Steelers?
They did a nice job defensively, you know, making adjustments at halftime. Ball got slicker out there, which would have been about 5 degrees colder out there. It's getting a little slick out there. But, you know, it's their defense. Give them credit. I mean, they played well, and it was a hell of a fight out there. And, you know, they, you know, ended up scoring 21 points. You know, one of those was a pick six. So.
Man, on the pick six, did Andrew in any way affect your throw?
Yeah, it was a, you know, what we kind of call a run solution throw. And safety was down to our run side, so I was taking just the easy, you know, one-on-one matchup to the receiver. I got to do a better job of understanding where my tight end has to fill according to where his linebacker is, and, you know, get out of his way. You know, I was coming up and hit me on my left side and turned me and pulled the ball left, and it was just one of those unfortunate plays, and you know, definitely wish I could take that one back. Yeah, probably a little bit, but you know, still, it's you know, I ball came out of my hand, so it didn't come out of anybody else's hand.
What's the emotional contrast like last week to come back to win, another comeback today, but just short with so much on the line?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's a tough one to swallow. You know, like I said, it was a hard fought battle out there, both sides, and I think everybody kind of, both teams laid it on the line and walked off the field with nothing left. And it was, you know, it was one of those things that, you know, we felt like, well, obviously we're always going to feel like we should win the game. But, you know, it was, you know, disappointing and frustrating not to be able to finish it off and get beat like that.
How big was, or how much did Micah's return there pump you guys up to give you guys the ball?
Yeah, that was
the
huge.
30-yard line.
Yeah, that was huge. You know, we knew if you know, getting on the 20, we were going to be, you know, hard pressed with no timeouts and things like that to get a touchdown. And that return, you know, did spark us and gave us energy. I mean, it wasn't like we were, you know, lacking a spark or anything in that second half. But, you know, seeing a big return like that, you know, definitely, you know, gave us. We knew we had a better probability of, you know, getting in some.
Did you think good holder on the ball, and the one where you scrambled and got hit and fumbled. We did it at the time. Did it seem like you had a good hold of it?
I mean, I, at the time, I was just third down, took off running, and knew I had to get, you know, I knew I had to go for the first down. I couldn't slide or anything like that. And, you know, my plan was to try to split those guys and dive forward as hard as I could. Troy made a good play and got me wrapped around, and I couldn't do that. And he got the ball out, and I gotta protect the ball. I mean, you know, we're not, you know, it's not my probably thing to go running, you know, and try to split defenders and things like that. But I got to do a better job of under, you know, I knew the situation, but I also knew the situation that I was trying to win the game and I was trying to get the first down, and wasn't at that time wasn't really thinking about ball security. I was thinking about trying to dive for the first down.
Was there anything you said in the locker room to try to pick up Nick Perry and Don Barclay after the offsides and the false start and
No, nothing needed to be said. I mean, you know, we understand that, you know, we kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball a little bit in that first half with some penalties. But it's football. You know, things are going to happen. We need to overcome and you know, do a better job of not letting negative plays affect the rest of the drive.
Can you take us through the last play, please? Just what you saw and what you thought happened.
I don't know what really happened. I was watching the official swatting the ball. Then all of a sudden I look up and, you know, I'm calling the snap count, and you know, the clock had already been winding. And for, you know, I gotta, you know, I guess, you know, we thought we could get two plays off, and just didn't.
You know, that 10-second runoff was more than a 10-second runoff. The way the umpire went spot.
No, I mean, I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. We felt like we should be able to get two plays off, and I didn't. I called my snap count as fast as I could, and. Just didn't work out.
Matt, so the one aspect of the final play, I think, that is the actual play, when it happened, is what did you, have you seen it since? Have you seen the majority?
Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen it.
So, Matt, is there any way you could have snapped it sooner on that? Because you said you thought you'd get two plays off.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously need to go back and look at it, but, you know, I felt like we snapped as, you know, quick as we could.
Matt, as you were going down that drive, were you thinking about the clock, running the clock down so that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we knew we were going to get a 10-second runoff and knew that the clock was going to start. That's why we were lined up and trying to get ready.
I mean, actually, before that, when mm-hmm. you're coming down, when you first have the ball, it's a minute, something.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah, no timeouts. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys feel at halftime some of the mistakes that you had, but you were up? You were leading.
Yeah, we felt good. I mean, we felt good about what we were doing. We had a couple of really nice drives, and you know, our no huddle, you know, we thought worked well in the first half, and so, you know, we knew we had a lot of positive things to build from, but you know, didn't do as well in the second half.
On the false start play, did you think you had a good look there based on how they lined up?
It was close. I mean, they were definitely loading the box because we were, you know, so close to the line. So it was, you know, who knows what would happen.